Okay. moving on to the consent agenda, item number six, approval of the minutes.
Chair Perillo, yes. Do we have a report on the
management? I beg your pardon. Yes. Number five. So I'm sorry. Receive and file the, I beg your pardon. Number five, presentation number five. Receive and file PFM Asset Management LLC Incorporated first quarter review of the VRSD investment report. Tina Rivera, Director of Finance. And again, I apologize.
Yes. Board members, we have on this call representative from PFM, both Sarah Meacham and Richard Babby are on this call, and they will be making a presentation for you today.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having us here. I hope you can hear me okay.
Hi, can I make a suggestion before we start? Could you, as you like, announce the pages that you're on, so at least I can be on the right page, if you wouldn't mind to say like page one, page two, page three, and so on and so forth, please?
Certainly. I'll begin now. If we switch to the next slide, which begins overview, slide. So just to give you a big picture background is that the portfolio itself is very safe. It's very liquid. I think this validates the validity of our strategy for the portfolio. Not that we hoped this would happen, but I think it does prove that it was prudent to do what we've done. There are significant impacts on the portfolio from a performance standpoint because of the sharp drop in rates and what's happened in the crisis, but we'll talk more about those later. If we switch to the next slide, slide two, which goes domestic data, I won't spend a lot of time on this. What we're really trying to talk about on this slide is that prior to this crisis, what we saw is a fairly strong, moderately growing economy, and that was sort of what the expectations were for 2020. If we go to the next slide, slide three, the COVID-19, what it started out as a localized health crisis in China in late December, early January, has really developed into a global pandemic, as we all know, but which we were also all know, is that it's had impacts both on the overall economy and the financial market. So it's really a three-pronged crisis. We're having to deal with all of the issues coming out of that. If we go to the next slide, this is as of March. So this is very outdated, but what we see is that on the left is initial claims for jobless. And you can see that, you know, during the Great Recession, we stayed under a million jobs lost as far as initial claims on any 1 week period. If we go to where we're at now, that the last number was 3.169 and we have a cumulative jobs lost of 33.5 million as of this morning's report. The slide on the right is showing you the non-farm payrolls, and this was as of March. And what we had is at that time was the unemployment rate only showed at 4.4, but it's a very much a lagging factor. So even though there's significant job losses, it's not fully encompassed in this. And we'll see that same sort of thing that comes out in the April jobs report that will be released tomorrow, because a lot of that survey is done earlier in the month. So it doesn't encompass even the job losses this week. If we go to the next slide, the impact on interest rates from this crisis is on the left. We show the US Treasury yield curve as of December 31st and as March 31st. So you can see that it went down sharply all along the yield curve as the markets reacted to this. And there were two aspects of this. Is one, there was a very strong flight to quality, meaning investors wanted to buy treasuries because they view it as the safest type of investment. The other thing is the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 1.5% very early in this crisis, in a sense, a reaction to it and try to support the economy. And you can see that the three-year treasury was at 29 basis points at the end of March, and it remains at about that level. So you can see how sharply and how significantly interest rates dropped. If we go to the next slide, what we see is while treasury yields drop sharply, that the yields on other types of securities actually increase. So what this chart is showing you is the difference in yield for an index of treasuries to comparable maturity other sectors. So the upper left is federal agency securities, bottom left is corporate notes, upper right is mortgage-backed securities, and bottom right is asset-backed securities. So what we saw is that because of the market's uncertainty of what was happening, what they did is they sold other types of investments or didn't want to buy them, but bought treasuries. So those yield differences increased significantly, which had impacts on the portfolio's performance. What we've seen, though, is since the end of the quarter, all of these yield spreads have come down significantly. They haven't gotten back to pre-crisis levels, but they've narrowed significantly because the market has sort of said, we understand there's still significant unknowns, but we're not as concerned about what the risks are because of activities by both the federal government and the Federal Reserve. So certainly not out of the woods, but you've seen these drop significantly. But even at their peaks, they did not hit the levels that we saw in the financial crisis. And some of this is because this is not a financial crisis that we had in the same sense of the Great Recession, because at that time, what we were seeing is a lot of the problems were the companies involved in it. At this time, a lot of those companies are part of the solution, hopefully, and not part of the problem. If we go to the next slide, what we're trying to show is that this is the Federal Reserve's actions. On the left, you see some of the things they've done. On the right, it's showing you the balance sheet and how significantly and how rapidly it had gone up. Previously, I think when we were last there, we were talking about how the Federal Reserve was trying to back away from quantitative easing and lower your, I don't know.
98.8.
Laura, can you mute, please? Laura Hernandez, can you mute, please? Thank you.
So what you can see is how aggressive and how immediate the Federal Reserve has taken to support the financial markets, to make sure that there's been liquidity, that the financial markets are acting as they should. If we go to the next slide, we have a slide, and this one is slide 8. This is from the Congress providing fiscal stimulus. And what we're trying to show is some of the, both the initial program and some of the second programs. And I know you, a lot of you were talking about getting loans and supporting local businesses through this, but you can see how aggressive the federal government has been in trying to do this. The difficulty is that the pipe really wasn't made to support this type of action so rapidly, because again, this is something that developed in, you know, a couple of weeks or a month, not years. So there's been very strong support, but one of the issues right now is getting it flown through to the actual people that need it. I mean, my daughter was laid off because of the crisis. It's taken her to yesterday to actually be able to file her claim, even though she actually was unemployed 3 weeks ago. Again, a lot of support, but the effect of it hasn't been fully felt or evenly felt throughout the economy. If we go to the next slide, what this is economists' forecast of GDP. So the yellow diamonds are what the forecasts were for the average. The blue area indicates what the range of those were. And what we see is that there's a high degree of uncertainty of what will happen in this. So the first quarter came in when that was only about 2 weeks into this. We saw the economy go down by 4.8%. You're seeing the second quarter, which is more of the impact, what we're in right now. The average is 30% of these, but you can see the ranges from almost negative 15% to almost negative 40%. People expect a recovery in the third quarter, but again, some people don't expect a recovery. Some people see a very strong recovery. So again, it highlights the high degree of uncertainty of what the impacts will be, how long they'll last, and how fast we'll recover. And one of the key things about this is just because if we go down this sharply, even though we come up in the later quarters, we're not recovering everything that we lost. So most economists think it'll be 2021, 2022 before we fully recover from the damage of this crisis, assuming best case scenarios develop. Next slide, slide 10. This is your portfolio. The portfolio is safe, it's liquid, it's in full compliance. One thing I wanted to highlight is that you have corporate bonds in it, but over half of the portfolio is in treasuries and agency securities. Very safe, very liquid. So a very diversified portfolio has provided good benefits for the district throughout time. If we go to the next slide, slide 11, this is showing you diversification. And one thing that I want to highlight is, yes, you have, for example, 15.4% in corporate securities, but a couple of things I want to highlight is the names that are on that list are the higher quality issuers. And while we've seen impacts across the economy, these are the companies and firms that are most likely to weather this with the least impact on that. So while we would say that we expect downgrades and issues to develop, we don't expect any problems with these companies to be able to pay the principal or interest on the debt they owe you. And then the other thing that I want to highlight is the percentages of your allocation to any one particular name is very slight. So again, we try to maintain diversification so we don't have, you don't have the impacts of any one company overly negatively impacting the portfolio. If we go to the next slide, slide 12, the overall credit quality is very high, and we use S&P ratings. So what you see is that AA, if that had been Moody's, that would have been AAA. So again, very strong over high quality portfolio. If we go to the next slide, from a maturity distribution, what you see is the portfolio is very well diversified across maturities. And this is one thing that's going to have very good benefits for the district, because interest rates are anticipated to stay down low for an extended period. But because you've got investments out to the 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5 year range that were bought at fairly attractive yields, the portfolio's yield, which was at 2% at the end of the quarter, you know, will hold on to that, you know, the decline, but it'll take time. And, you know, compared to a 2 year treasury at about 30 basis points or under 30 basis points right now, that will be very good performance for an extended period. If we go to the next slide, this is showing the total return performance of the portfolio. And what you can see is the portfolio for the quarter on an unannualized basis returned 2.08%. So that's over 8% on an annualized basis. So a very strong absolute number. But you can see relative to its benchmark, which was treasuries, 100% treasuries, it underperformed. What happened is when those yields on other types of securities went up, you had negative performance. But like I said, that negative performance has already started to decrease significantly in this current quarter as those spreads have narrowed. So again, those being diversified has helped you long-term, but had a negative impact for the particular quarter. If we go, I think that's the last slide. If we go to the next slide. This is just the details on the specific securities. I won't discuss this, but it's in the agenda package if you had any questions on a particular security. So again, we think the portfolio is safe, liquid, it's performing as we expect. There will be uncertainty in the markets and uncertainty in the financial markets, but we think it's well positioned to weather this financial and health crisis. Any questions?
Could I ask a question, Ed Jones, sir? Hello? Can you hear me?
I can
go
hear
ahead,
you.
Mr. Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, is it possible to email these slides to members, or is that a difficult task?
I believe all the slides are in the agenda package. And Tina, would you be able to email them?
I believe you are correct, but I will email it to you, Ed.
Okay. Well, maybe I overlooked it.
Excuse me, Ed. Tina, I would appreciate if you could email it to all the board members. Mr. Jones' comment and his request to go to all the board members, please. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Chair Perillo, I have a question. Kevin Kildee, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Kildee. Kevin.
Yeah, Richard, we're about 2% on the plus side now. Do you foresee...
What slide are you looking at, Kevin?
Well, it just overall, Bert, we're about a 2% rate right now in our investment. Do you foresee us being able to sustain that?
At 2%, no, but it'll take a long time for it to get closer to, you know, it'll go down to 2, then it'll go to 1.9, we'll go 5. But when you look at it, because the The real question is, how long does this crisis last and how long do these interest rates stay low? Because again, if it stays low through 2022, you know, those are the investments we're going to have to buy for the next several years. But if you look at LAIF is, I think, a 166 on its average yield right now and a lower than that. So LAIF will adjust much quicker than your portfolio will.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Chair Perillo, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Ward.
Richard, I guess they amount to some SWOT questions on particular issues. I'm just interested in how you're managing these risks. One is the relatively, it's a small percentage, but nevertheless, we have a number of automobile asset-backed securities. And, that's a durable good, which seems to be particularly hard hit right now in the consumer level. I noticed, for example, for the first time ever, more pickup trucks sold than cars in the United States. And that was still a very small number. Are we okay with all, this is the first of a couple of questions. Are we okay with all those, are we monitoring the risk of these automobile sales-backed securities?
Exactly. There are a couple of aspects to this. We do a lot of due diligence before we even purchase them. And the types of securities we're buying are those that are to the prime borrowers. But like you indicate, even a prime borrower can lose their job. The other aspect of these securities is that they have a high degree of over-collateralization and other types of backing behind them to accept a certain degree of defaults in those securities. And looking at the same types of securities in the financial crisis, they perform well. The other aspect of it is, once we buy it, we monitor it on an ongoing basis. And we get reports of how the specific loans in that security that we bought have been performing. So if we saw negative developments that would suggest that it would behave in a manner beyond the credit enhancements implicit in the security, we would take action. But to date, we feel comfortable with the structure and the collateral provided.
And that would include like a company like Disney that's really based on crowd attendance, you know, for their cash flow. You know, there's been some discussion about Disney being a particular issue as well.
Exactly. Well, there's two aspects. One, I was talking about asset-backed securities that are backed by collateral loans. The other thing is on the corporate notes, which is basically an IOU of those securities of that company. Again, we started out with very highly rated securities. We continue to monitor developments on it. And like I say, we do anticipate downgrades, but again, we don't anticipate any issue of them not being able to pay the principal and interest. Because the other aspect of these companies is the Federal Reserve and the federal government have tried to make sure that these companies are supported, because it's a major issue if these companies go out of business.
My last question, I appreciate your patience, is, you know, this escalating war of words between the Chinese Communist Party and the White House administration is escalating, as you know. Yeah. Escalating to the point of having some economic impacts. There's been some threats by the White House about the use of pension funds with Chinese securities, and the Chinese Communist Party has put back, threats to dump U.S. treasuries. You know, I know this is propaganda at this point, but it's the kind of escalating discussion that I think is worrisome. I just wonder what your thoughts are on that.
I don't have any necessarily specific thoughts on that, but the thing that does worry me is the unintended and long-term crisis, the impacts of this crisis. So, for example, the amount of debt that the federal government is adding due to this crisis.
Yeah.
Necessary now, but long-term could have very negative impacts. You know, again,
inflation or taxes, one or the other.
Exactly. You know, so there are a lot of things that, you know, again, you got to kind of save the patient, but then you got to worry about long-term what the impacts on that person's health, meaning the country. And there are going to be secondary impacts and unintended consequences that I don't think we fully understand at this point. And that could be one of them, definitely.
Thank you.
Are there any other board members that have questions? I see Mr. Jones here, but Mr. Jones, do you have another question?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, any other board members have a question? Hearing none, I'll just make a comment. I appreciate the presentation. this is a new Uncharted for all of our board members. I appreciate you guys all working together on this. I appreciate the gentleman adding his personal comment about his daughter and applying for the loans. And before the meeting started, we did hear some board members talk about their personal experiences. I do really like the comment from the speaker about we have to save the patient, but the unintended consequences further up the road, we don't know. We're all in the same boat. If there are any other comments, I'm willing to entertain, or with the pleasure of the board on this matter.
I'll move to receive and file.
Second.
Okay, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Director Ariza?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Fox?
Yes.
Director Friedman?
Yes.
Director Hernandez?
Yes.
Director Jones?
Aye.
Director Kildee?
Yes.
Director Wyrick?
Yes.
Chair Perrello?
Yes.
Unanimously.